CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn at a campaign rally in Madison, Wisconsin.
Thank you.
President Biden took to the podium on stage in a middle school gym and delivered this message.
Let me say this as clear as I can. I'm staying in the race. I'll beat Donald Trump. I will beat him again in 2020.
But not everyone is so sure. After the disastrous debate, there are growing calls for him to drop out. The Washington Post reports that Virginia Senator Mark Warner is looking to assemble a group of Democratic senators to ask Biden to exit the race. Beryl is a tropical storm right now, but expected to strengthen again in the coming days as it heads towards the coast of Texas.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick issuing the disaster declaration for counties along the Texas Gulf Coast as Governor Abbott is out of country.
We are going to be prepared for the worst. We have assets ready to deploy as soon as we know a better direction of where that storm is going.
Where Hurricane Beryl is exactly headed, still very much in question. KHOU meteorologist Chris Ramirez.
More likely somewhere around Brownsville, South Park. Padre Island. However, there's still some degree of uncertainty.
No evacuation notices yet, but the lieutenant governor is asking people to leave the area by Sunday. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
From dangerous storms to wildfires in California, the Thompson Fire scorched more than 3,700 acres. CBS's Elise Preston is in Sacramento.
Keep in mind, too, that they are battling wildfires across the West in these triple-digit temperatures, and that causes heat-related illness. To them, there have been at least 8 firefighters injured due to the heat in that Thompson fire in Oroville.
Our Cooper Lawrence reports that doctors want us to cut back on bacon.
Processed meats like bacon and sausage are delicious staples of many American breakfasts, sure. But doctors are so desperate to get you to eat healthier, they're now bargaining with bacon lovers. They're asking you to just cut out 10 slices a week. That's because a new study finds eating just 30% less bacon could make a difference in your health and save thousands of lives.
The June jobs report puts new pressure on the Fed to cut interest rates. Mark Hamrick with Bankrate.
But the Federal Reserve seeing inflation data in the statistical neighborhood of where it wants it to be, it is expected to cut interest rates in September. That's if the job market continues to cool.
The Fed wants inflation to drop to just 2% before it does it. Markets are in the green this afternoon on Wall Street, the Dow up 68 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast. From the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. 3 people were shot in Mount Pleasant early this morning near 22nd and Racine Street. 2 women suffered serious injuries while a man sustained non-life-threatening wounds. There's no details about suspects at this point. The 68-year-old man found alive in the basement after a home explosion in Walworth County has died. Elkhorn fire officials are still investigating the cause of the explosion that killed Leland Holden. Summerfest's final weekend features Maroon 5 headlining the amphitheater tonight. The festival today offers free entry for seniors and a food drive promoting Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin. Officials across the state line in Lake County are blaming fireworks for fires at 2 homes in Wadsworth and in unincorporated Deerfield. The sheriff's office there reminds people that most fireworks are illegal. Tonight, downtown Racine transforms into a hub of blues music, craft brews, and barbecue. The first Friday event runs from 4 to 9 and features performances by international blues artist Stephen Hall Experience and local bands across multiple venues. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Brewers split the series in Denver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Colorado Rockies last night 4-3. Milwaukee fell behind early. They also missed some scoring opportunities, leaving base runners in scoring position. The Brewers had snapped a 6-game losing streak playing at Coors Field earlier this week, but ended up splitting the 4-game series with the last place Rockies 2 games apiece. Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I mean, big picture, you can say, good, we won a couple games here. We've had trouble here. But the truth is, I'm disappointed. You know, we could have won all 4 games, and that would have put us in a way better position than going forward. I love the way they compete every game, but there was a ton of opportunities tonight.
NFL Quadzilla in the Quad Cities. Packers running back A.J. Dillon competing this week in the John Deere Pro-Am Golf Classic. Dillon on the young receivers on the Packers roster.
Yeah, I mean, these young guys, the young tight ends, the young receivers, you know, the whole story all the time is, oh, the youth. Well, the youth is stepping up, and they're looking great, so I'm happy for them.
Training camp starts in about 2 weeks. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon, with a chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm at any point here throughout the day. Our high 75 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 62. Tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 76.
And timeless hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend. All right, can you guess? This happens 600 times every second. What happens? The answer? Something is ordered on Amazon.
737 coming out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah, well, I'm flying across the land.
Get me to
From Radio Park to historic Horlick Field, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. On a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow, I am a rock, I am an island. I've built walls, a fortress deep and mighty. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. I am an island. Don't talk of love. Feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock. I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my room, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island.
And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. to say.
Scenes home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. He is Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters to tell us what's new at the box office this weekend.
Well, we have three new movies, and it's going to be a spectacular weekend at the box office. The first is Despicable Me 4. Gru faces a new nemesis while little Gru Jr. is now around to torment his dad. You can expect the adorable minions to be there every step along the way. In this one, we had the voice talents of Steve Carell, Kristen Wiig, Will Ferrell, Sofia Vergara, Stephen Colbert, and more. We're going to have a great run at the movies with Despicable Me 4. The second movie is The Sound of Hope, The Story of Possum Trot. This is from Angel Studios, who really stunned audiences last July 4th holiday with the release of their movie, The Sound of Freedom. The Sound of Hope, The Story of Possum Trot is the true story of Donna and Reverend Martin and their church in East Texas, where 22 families adopted 77 children from the local foster system, igniting a movement for vulnerable children everywhere. This is a wonderful and uplifting story from Angel Studios and is getting spectacular reviews. And the last movie is Maxine. This is the new release from the studio A24. This is part of a series that includes